Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. In December 1947, major labels like RCA Victor and Columbia were in a scramble, stockpiling masters in advance of a recording ban set to take place on January 1st, 1948. At the time, Sonny Boy Williamson was a popular and influential harmonica blower. He'd been called in for his session in the middle of November. About a month later, on December 18th, he came in to accompany his old partner, Big Joe Williams. Little did either of them know, it was the last time they would be together in a recording studio.
Don't you leave me here. Don't you leave me here.
Looking back in retrospect, sometimes we see things that may not necessarily have been there in the first place. In this case, however, one thing seems undeniable. Sonny Boy played with a fervor and a passion that day that was rarely matched on his other recordings. Although Big Joe Williams was the leader, Sonny Boy almost steals the show.
Look at him!
When we hear a story, sometimes we wish it had a different ending. With Sonny Boy Williamson, that will always be the case. On June 1st, 1948, on his way home from a performance, he was robbed, beaten, and left for dead. His recordings with Big Joe Williams in December 1947 became his last will and testament, the final legacy of a man who could rightly be called one of the most influential harmonica players of all time. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited. Here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.
Another man of town. Another man of town. My baby, come see you while I adorn my time.